Now the children play on a thing that goes up that board.
Teeter totter. I'm amazed at the questions you ask me.
Well, it might be a seesaw, it might be a teeter board or a teetering board.
Teeter totter.
Or a dandel or a tilt. Depending on where you're from, you see.
I've seen them jump off when the other fellow was up in the air, and I'll tell you, that's a dirty joke.
Oh, my. Did they ever have any flying jennies? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
You carry coal into the fire in a what? Kind of a container. You carry it in.
Coal hod. You don't do it anymore.
No, but the one you might have used once. And then the thing that you use has a one wheel that you carry things around in, two hands.
Wheelbarrow.
And the thing you'd sharpen your scythe on, if you had one, would be a what?
Well, either a grindstone, that's a wheel they turn,
uh-huh.
Or a whetstone, as you go out in the field. We had a stone about that long, and sometimes you'd go along the fence, you'd hook into the wire, and move one saw with a sharp edge, you know, and then you had a whetstone, you'd sharpen it again.
Okay, and the grindstone has a...
Grindstone has a wheel, has a crank on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if an axle is squeaking, you probably have to do what to the axle?
Grease it.
Now, you know, that's the surest way to tell whether somebody's from the south or the north. Ask them that one. Ask them if... I'd better go on. After you fry your eggs in the morning, the pan that you fry them in, or the skillet, is very what? You got to wash it because it's...
it's greasy. Yes.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
Greasy is strictly
yes.
North. North of Mason-Dixon line, greasy in the south.
Greasy.
You can spot immediately. You ask them one question. In fact, you know where you're from. I'm asking questions like
that. I read where there's a man 119 years old.
Really? Around here?
South.
Well, before electricity for light, you probably had what kind of lamps?
Well, we had kerosene, we had acetylene,
okay.
And we had natural gas. Which is the best of all. Well, not any better than electricity, of course.
Did you ever have another word for kerosene? Did you ever call it anything else?
Coal oil.
Would you have called it that yourself?
No, usually kerosene around here.
Second choice, maybe.
Yeah.
Oil. Now, before we had these new kind of tires, whenever you had a flat tire, you probably took the thing out, the inside of it was called what? The
inner tube. They don't have them now anymore.
No, I don't have one on my car. The boat you might take on the river to go fishing would be what kind of a boat?
Well, just a boat, a rowboat.
It wouldn't be a canoe, would it?
No, around here, so boat.
Uh-huh. And you're getting ready to go out, you have to do what to the boat?
Give it a push.
Or do you ever have a word?
Shove.
You ever say launch boat?
No, usually it's push or shove.
Okay. Now, if I I'll do it this way. I have the paper and I give it to you, and I ask you for my papers, assuming it's mine, and you say, and as you hand it to me, here. And you hand it to me, say, here?
Here's the paper.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
That's what.
And suppose I had two papers. You'd hand them to me and you say, here.
Here's both of them.
Okay. All right. Now, you pick up a baby and jostle him a little bit. His mother's apt to be frightened. And you want her to know that you aren't going to hurt him. So you say, don't worry,
I'll take care of him or something.
Or in terms of hurting him, you want to
I won't hurt him.
Okay. Or I'm not,
Not going to hurt him.
All right.
Maybe I don't express it right.
No, that's all right. If there's any problem, it's probably because I haven't said the right thing yet. It's amazing. You're very fast on most of these. I don't think you're slow at all.